News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
As cancer instances continue to rise across the country, the President of Ireland's Cancer Care Representative Bodies, along with the Irish Cancer Society, are warning that key parts of the care system are struggling to keep pace. Dr. Michael McCarthy is the President of the Irish Society for Medical Oncology, and he's a signatory on the joint letter that has been sent to members of the Oireachtas relating to cancer services in Ireland and the need for a future cancer strategy to replace the one which is ending. Michael McCarthy, as we stand now, we are effectively at the end of a cancer strategy without anything in place yet to lead us into the next 3 to 5 years.
That's right. Now, I think at the moment, it's also fair to say that I think the department and the National Cancer Control Programme are undergoing a phase of evaluation of the current strategy. And I think the minister has given firm commitments to the development of a subsequent cancer strategy to start from next year. So that is very welcome. But we need to make sure that that happens, because the cancer strategy for the past number of decades has been very important in guiding the development of the public infrastructure and services around cancer. And I think it would be very a positive thing to take time now to reflect on what we need in the next 10 years.
There was a recent piece of research done in respect to this by Ipsos BNA that said that the public's view was that we were something of a laggard compared to the rest of Europe when it comes to cancer services. Is that the case?
It's a complex issue. There are lots of different aspects to the delivery of public healthcare services, but I guess one of the issues is that up until now, the funding for the cancer strategy has been somewhat ad hoc. And I think it would be reassuring if we can develop a cancer strategy that we all agree on, that the funding for that strategy could be more reliably delivered to allow us to achieve the targets that the shared targets that we agree should be reached.
And in terms of the sort of the low-hanging fruit, what are the things that you would wish to see on that strategy? Is it personnel? Is it equipment? Is it coherence across the healthcare delivery system?
Well, one of the issues that you mentioned in your opening comments was that it's important to recognise that the demand on all of these services for the past 10 years has risen steadily, and we can predict in a very reliable way that it's going to increase again for the coming 10 years. And that's because our population is growing, it's aging, the incidence of cancer is increasing, and that the treatments that we have for cancer are becoming more complex, and people are living longer with cancer. And that means that people require more access to molecular tests for pathology laboratories, they require more blood tests, they require more CT scans to measure how well their cancer treatment is working. They require MRI scans and PET scans, and they require more access to radiation oncology services for newer emerging techniques that, again, are more effective. When I ask my colleagues, when I put in requests for these various tests and procedures, my colleagues in the HSE are very willing to perform the procedures, but I think that the infrastructure is starting to lag behind. And in one sense, you could have a fully staffed department, but if the machine is broken, that grinds everything to a halt.
Michael, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Dr. Michael McCarthy, who is President of the Irish Society for Medical Oncology.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.